You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, we've got over 30 players and alumni locked in for the Browns Fan Fest on Saturday, June the 6th. Joe Hayden, Dante Whitner, Kevin Mack, Andrew Hawkins, first-round pick Cam Irving, not to mention you'll hear from Coach Pettine, General Manager Ray Farmer, plus a locker room sale on site. To see the full list of appearances, to get your tickets today, visit clevelandbrowns.com or the official Browns mobile app. Nathan Zgur, Matt Wilhelm, joined here in the Dog Bowl in Berea by the Browns' leading sack master from a year ago, Mr. Paul Kruger. Paul, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. First day of OTAs down, and it was good to be out there running around a little bit.
Yeah, good to be out there. Second year in this defense. Does it feel, you know, comparing this first OTA to a year ago, that you guys are light years ahead of where you were?
There's always that first learning curve, but I think as far as understanding what the coaches are looking for, how, you know, our style of play, the tempo, all those types of things are very clear to us. And so I think the core group of guys on defense right now is pretty familiar with the way Coach O'Neill and Coach Pett want things done. And so, you know, like I said, we got to get our legs under us. We got to get the lungs back. But as far as what we're after, I think we're pretty well set.
Paul, what are some of your personal goals after, you know, a career year last year leading in sacks to follow that up this year? Is the number higher? Is it to duplicate it? What are your personal goals?
Yeah. For me, you know, I just want to improve in every way that I can. So, yeah, increase in numbers. And I think the biggest thing for me is going to be playing a well-rounded game, you know, versus, you know, I think this year there were some games where I could have done a little better versus the run. And I think that's something we're all working towards. But for me personally, that'll be a big focus for me.
How do you balance the desire to get to the quarterback and then also, you know, knowing that they're going to run play action at times and then balancing your run fits and making sure you're staying disciplined?
It's, a lot of that comes from, you know, watching film and just being responsible to your teammates. You know, if you have an assignment on a play, you have to be true to that. You have to, no matter what you see, you have to fulfill your assignment and, you know, kind of take care of your business before you go and try to make a great play. So I think it's just a combination of, you know, having a good feel for the game, knowing your opponent, and then, you know, being true to the defense.
We had a Jim O'Neill defensive coordinator here in the Dog Bowl a few months back, and he made emphasis on we're going to stop the run, and he repeated they're going to stop the run. Yeah. Has that been a resounding message, you know, since the start of phase one, you know, a few weeks back and now continued into OTAs?
For sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, for us to get better as a team and as a unit, we have to, you know, get better in the areas where we need to, and that was obviously an area that we really need to improve. So I think to answer your question, yes. I mean, it's been a key message the entire time, and I don't think that'll be it'll keep being a message until the season's over.
And how much of that from a defensive standpoint was it fits, or was it more 11 guys doing their job, which you kind of emphasized?
Yeah, I think it boils down to playing good team defense, and I think, you know, there's a lot of things, you know, guy missed a tackle here, guy missed a tackle there, but there's always something that could have been done by somebody else. So I think really we just need to get better as a unit, which is going to start each guy individually. But yeah, I think for us, it's just all around, you know, flying to the ball, being better, you know, more stout up front, just, you know, a combination of things. It's never just one particular thing. So
your room's had a little bit of a makeover. Jabal Sheard gone. You know, Scott Solomon was there only at the end of the year last year. Barkevious Mingo healthy this year with the shoulder surgery. And, of course, Nate Orchard, Utah product.
Yeah.
How's that room right now, and how's Nate coming along?
Yeah. The room is, you know, Jabal was my boy. Missed that guy. So, you know, it's always kind of a revolving door, as you know, in the league. You know, having Jabal move on was, you know, good for him, and wish him the best. Mingo, you know, is still getting healthy, and Nate's doing great. I mean, the guy's he's picked up the defense extremely fast, in my opinion, and I think he's a smart guy. He's very focused, you know, some young guys in the room. You know, Scott is a really good player, and so he brings a certain level of intensity. I think we're right on the right track.
was talking with the offensive linebacker coach Brian Fleury about Nate Orchard, and he said, you know, he's calling me and texting me all hours of the day, all the time, because he's so into the playbook and trying to learn his job, learn his responsibilities. When you see a rookie who has that attitude, does that make you – because the fact of the matter in the NFL is people are drafted to take people's jobs. But being a veteran, having a rookie who has that attitude, does that make you more inclined to kind of work with them and help them, knowing just it is a cyclical thing and things are going to play out over time?
Yeah. You know, you always have to worry about your job and you know, make your mark. But at the same time, you know, you really – being a good teammate and – you know, I think what makes a good defense or offense or just team in general is guys who everybody's competitive, everybody's trying to help each other get better. So, you know, sometimes there are guys who are, you know, maybe looking to take your job or whatever that is. But, you know, you have to look beyond that and just focus on being the best player you can be and see how it all falls together.
Paul, this question is from a fan's perspective. I know it's very early in the offseason, but – how do you, if a fan were to ask you, how do you guys think you're going to be this year? What would your response be to that fan?
I think we're going to be a very good team. I mean,
and you've been a part of good teams before, so you know what it feels like. Right. You know what it looks like.
Yeah.
You think you can be a good team?
I think so. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, as simple as I can make it, I think we're going to be a really good team. You know, we have the personnel we need. I think. You know, from what I've already seen, the dedication level, just around the board, you know, you can feel the energy. So I think we're really coming together as a full unit where, you know, there's leaders at every position. There's guys who are extremely anxious to make a mark. And, you know, there's just a different level of intensity, even in the weight room and, you know, training, things like that. So everybody's optimistic at this time of the year.
Of course.
So, you know, that's, you know, you always got to keep that in mind. But at the same time, I really do feel like we got the right group.
This is your first time to actually be able to get out there against John DeFilippo's offense. What are your first impressions? How's it different from a year ago?
You know, I think there's a lot of carryover, but the way I've seen, God, I've only had one day against them, but,
just quick first impressions.
Yeah. It, you know, the first day is kind of a blur. Everybody's just, you know, a lot of mistakes. But from what I've seen, it felt like they had a good tempo. They had a very, you know, a lot of guys moving, which is causing problems on the defensive side. You know, a lot of shifting but I think they look good. I mean, breaking it down offensively, I don't know what I would really say stood out to me other than the tempo, really.
Did you get a chance to go against Cam Irving at all today?
I don't think so. I think he was inside most of the time.
Playing guard a little bit today as well.
Yeah. My last question is this defense. You know, Mike Pettine wants to play great defense, have high-quality special teams. The question mark will be the offense. So you guys, as you did towards the end of the year, are going to have to do everything you can to keep this football team in games. How good can this defense really be? I mean, is this a top five defense with the personnel in your second year now getting to that graduate level?
Yeah. I think as long as we stick to what the coaches have kind of put in place for us, absolutely. I mean, we have the ability now, I feel like, to – and it's going to be a major point of emphasis to get the run stopped. You know, I feel like every position has good, solid leaders at it. We can rush the passer. We have, you know, one of the best secondaries in the league. So I feel like we really do have all the pieces in place to be an extremely good.
And as you know, when you stop the run is when the game really gets fun, because that's where your opportunity to rush the passer goes up. The intricacies of the defense really come out. All that graduate level is what you lead with instead of having to grow into those positions.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we want to see you guys get after the quarterback, as Jim O'Neill said, earn the right to rush the quarterback and hopefully get to do it.
Even you know the slogans. Yeah.
That's right. I know. Is that preached in there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Earn the right. You guys are going to get that right. Go after the quarterback. Has anybody stood out to you in kind of their improvement over this offseason? Anybody that you've seen that really you think is poised to make a leap here?
I've noticed a big change of mentality in Gilbert.
Good.
You know, he's been somebody that I've noticed has really been more focused and dialed in, and you know, you're starting to really see, you know, the competitive nature come out in him. You know, and sometimes the league can be a blur your first year. I mean, it was for me, I know, and And but eventually those competitive juices are going to kick in, and I think really for Gilbert, he seems to be responding this well, really. Yeah.
Good, he's got the talent. Time to go ahead and focus in, dial it in, and make it happen. Paul, thank you so much for the time. Congratulations on your upcoming nuptials as well.
Hey, appreciate
and,
it.
Yeah, absolutely. And hopefully we'll get on the golf course one of these
days.
Yes. No doubt.
We got to that. Tee it up and drive for show, putt for dough. Paul Kruger, Browns outside linebacker, the sack master of this defense. Very much looking forward to earning the right to rush the quarterback in 2015. We'll be back with hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.